But she used to fit. I had you stand up on a chair, and I'd stand so long. I'd say, stand still, God. Well, I'm so tired, I can't stand. Well, you better. And she'd cut up the, around the sleeves and that. But oh, she made dresses with tucks and pleats and all too much work by people who got in trouble in my old days. But she was a beautiful sewer.
Yeah, she was a beautiful seamstress. When the boys were home, first three, mother did a lot of patching because they didn't have money to get stuff with. But she also knitted all her socks.
Hmm.
Gladys, I think, has got those knitting needles. Those little ones, metal ones, about this big.
Yeah.
They're the ones she used to knit socks. Of course, when we come around, we didn't have it, but it was, you know, before. And ever since we were, well, and even Byron, she made his pants until as long as they were knee pants, you see, then.
Oh, did he? They call them knickerbockers. And he's dressed.
Well,
he ate them. Mm-hmm. You know, little boys wear long trousers now.
Yeah.
But not those days. In fact, Byron was 3 years old before they quit putting dresses on him. All boys wore dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had what they were born knee pants. Then you get little, they call them knickerbocker, where you kind of clamp them and stay there. Oh, I'll be so glad when the long pants.
Well, is that okay?
Well, he just said, I don't have pretty shaped legs, and I found out he didn't.
Well, anyway, Mother made his shirts until he was, you know, a big boy. She made beautiful shirts. And she made all our spring coats until we got into high school. I took sewing, and of course, Dad said, if I'm learning something, so I didn't have quite as hard a time getting the money out of him for that. But and then I made a beautiful blue taffeta dress for Della and something for Gladys, and then we made our own styles and stuff. But and then from then on, I made another spring coat. And when I got married, I thought, I'm going to have a bottom one for everything. But anyway, I thought, because of so much jealousy in families, and they're greedy, they want to make sure we didn't get much of Dad's money, so they'd spend it as fast as they could, or get Dad to sign Chris Jamwood property and stuff. Well, then Mother sold all her clothes. Everything. We didn't get many. We got one good dress for winter and one good, you know what I mean, best dress for summer. And then they had other stuff, but Mother did it all. And that sure saved that man a whale lot of money. And he would never go and find out. And that caused a lot of frustration, a lot of nervousness, and
their illness in the end.
Oh, it didn't help it. So, Gladys, do you want to tell about what you got out of Dad that wasn't clothes?
I remember we lay in bed and used to think, oh, Susan, I'll get this that and I need a new nightgown. So, I had the crazy next morning. Susan, I get a little nightgown. I came down my nightgown and showed it to him. I was about 4 years old and we lived at 918 in an old house then.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted a tricycle so bad. And I asked Ann, we'll say, I will presume, or something like that. I didn't know what presuming meant anyway. And so we were eating breakfast, and I was sitting in a regular chair, but I was kind of small. And so I was sitting there, and Dad was eating his mushies, he always ate. Mush most of the time, oatmeal or cornmeal. And then I slid off the chair, walked over to my dad, and I rested my head on my hand on my chin, went like, Papa, you're making me so nervous because you won't buy me that tricycle and I want it so bad. And I hit Dad's funny spot. And told for you, it was getting so nervous. That morning, here came a tricycle.
She's the only one that got something extra besides clothes. Well, she was so cute, she had her arms akimbo like this. Of course, you can't tell it there, but.
Put on her hips.
Yeah. Like an adult instead of a little tiny girl.
You're making me so nervous. You won't get me that tricycle.
No. Well, anyway, Mother had a lot of accomplishments besides sewing. She knitted, she crocheted, and she'd pick crocheting up and do it. Just reading the directions, she never done that. But I saw her doing it.
Uh-huh.
And so I wanted, and Mother tried me on insertion, which you don't know what it is, but don't show. But anyway, that was too hard a piece, but I got so, I went in the house and said, I'm never going to learn this again, or try, and bawled that I couldn't resist the next day to go back, because Mother was crocheting things for a baby.
Uh-huh.
See, at that time, they had a lot of crocheting, the insertion, then on the bottom, they'd have things all the way around and on the sleeves, and she crocheted a lot of that. I wish some of that had stayed.
I got some pictures now, these babies were blessed in long dresses.
Yeah.
And lace about that wide. I have a picture of Harrison. He was the baby, and he had crocheted lace about that big, and he was blessed.
I think we have a picture of that.
Yeah. Do you think she got that skill from her father? Her father was a tailor.
I think she did.
Well, the desire and the way to do it. Yes. Mother said that Mother made a suit for him, and there's one sleeve she couldn't quite make it fit, so she took it over to Grandpa. At that time, I think they were on 23rd Street. Anyway, Grandpa showed her how they had such odd shaped sleeves for men's, and the way to put it in, so he showed her what to do. So Vaughn said he had a suit, but anyway, Mother did a lot. She constantly sewed, she made quilts.
Once she gave lessons in Relief Society, I don't know if it's
visiting teachers.
Oh, visiting teachers. And she did very good lessons, and very good at it. She has so many compliments.
Was that in the 20th ward or the 13th ward?
Both. She started in the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
Then they divided it and still carried her over. Now, Mrs. Harris was in both of them. And
that's Mabel.
Yes, Mabel's mother. Uh-huh. Well, anyway, I think at that time she was present. And she said, Mrs. Belknap, why didn't you come out earlier? The way you can do and talk. And I see Mother was so upset that she wasn't using good English. And so she'd write the whole thing down. She'd have me go over and read it. And that woman knew a lot of big words. See, she had very little opportunity, 2 years,
to go to school
in America.
Oh, is that all?
And
they
she
had
went
to
out
and work when they were little kids.
13. She and her sister went out, did housework for people.
And starting at age 13?
Yeah, both of them. But you see, then Mother said that her folks had saved. See, John was the oldest, and he was pretty good, and he was a good writer, too. He did a lot of that work in the church afterward. But anyway, they saved for Fred. That's one just younger than Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Only boys, you see, needed an education. And they saved for it, and Fred wouldn't go to high school.
Hmm.
And Mother said, see, you've got the money, let me go. And they wouldn't let her. Girls don't need it.
Hmm.
And if anyone needs it, it's the mother who's home with the kids all the time. They're always asking questions and stuff when the man isn't around.
Right. We really saw our dad when we were growing up. We were so busy building up the lumber company and church work, and he was in the political.
There's only one time I saw my dad. He didn't say anything that really showed temper. Maybe it's a little late to bring it up. We should have earlier.
Well, that's okay.
But when Gladys was born, it was in January, and she was a sickly baby. She cried. Every time she turned around, she was crying.